Sarah Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, the church with heart in the heart of the city. Welcome to this broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock, taught by my dad, Pastor Lauren Richmond. I know you'll enjoy it.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
One Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, welcoming you to this week's broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock. I do want to mention that we have a couple of things coming up. We would love to have you visit with us this Wednesday night for our prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 p.m. Our address is 2937 Fillmore Street. Then on Thursday morning at 11:30 a.m. till 1:30 p.m., we have our soup kitchen. One of our men, Rick Brown, prepares soup, and we have sandwiches or pastries available with something to drink. During that time, we also will share something with you from the Word of God. This coming Sunday, my wife and I will be in Kansas City, Kansas, preaching at a missions conference and then bringing back a load of food and clothing for our Thanksgiving outreach. Paul Sanders will be preaching here this Sunday in my absence. Sunday school's at 10 and churches at 11. The food bank follows the service from 12:30 to 1. I do want to mention our Thanksgiving outreach will be on Saturday, November 21st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Sunday again, November 22nd from 1 to 3 following the morning service. And our intention is, as God provides, we're hopeful to be able to give out some Thanksgiving food boxes after that service. And again, that is as God provides. So we would certainly invite anyone to come and eat with us on the 21st or the 22nd. Certainly, if you know of needy people that are needing a good meal, but it's available for anybody. We want to be a blessing. And again, we have been all over the place gathering up food and donations and asking people to help us in that situation. So if you would be interested in helping in any way, one thing you can do is let others know about this event, and possibly you could even help them get there. And then, of course, you may be interested in volunteering. As I said, we'll be feeding from 11 to 4 on Saturday and then 1 to 3 on Sunday. We're still looking for more turkeys. If you have the means right now, they're available in the stores for about $6 a piece. I know King Supers had them. If you would like to buy one and donate it for us, we would certainly be grateful. Perhaps you'd like to buy it and also cook it for us. You could cook it ahead of time, have it in your freezer, and then bring it with you on the day of the event. But certainly call us ahead of time if you're going to do that, so we'd be aware that you do want to help us. But, you know, God will bless you as you do for others. Or you may just want to donate money to help one to get have meat in their food box. We can get a card from King Supers for about $7.50 is what we're thinking, that would enable someone to take that card and get meat with it. So if you'd be interested in any of that, please let me know. You can call me about the details and leave your name and a phone number. Just do it very clearly and slowly for me. The number is 303-421-9329. My message today is Let Your Light So Shine. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's go to God in prayer before we go into this broadcast. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to teach the Word of God. We ask that you'd speak to hearts today. Lord, there are many in great need. There are many in trouble today. There are some that have turned their back on you. Lord, I just ask that you would restore them. Lord, there are people who know you who are not living for you today. There are others who've never come to that place of salvation. They've never found rest in you. And we ask that that might be the case today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, certainly as we think of the Word of God when it talks about light, we're thinking of the fact that as Christians, we are a reflection of the sun, aren't we? The light that we have comes to us from the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of the Son of God, and certainly in the physical realm, we think of the sun itself, and certainly the moon and the stars are reflections of the light of the sun. And there are times in this world when the light from the sun is not shown on these occasions when there might be an eclipse. The moon gets in the way of the sun and covers that light so that the light that would come to us to the earth is dark. All we see is darkness and maybe a little glow there because the moon is between us and the sun and there's been an eclipse. And so the light doesn't shine. There are situations, you know, the Bible says in verse 14, that says, "Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And the reason for it is because if you look over the city at night, what do you see? You see those lights shining in the darkness. And so a city, of course, has a great deal of light, and so it would be hard not to spot the city because of all the lights that are shining there. But what would happen if the power had gone out? What would happen if there had been a power outage? You know, that certainly can happen, can it? And certainly in the Christian realm, it happens when people no longer allow the light of God's Word to shine on their lives. The Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?" What happens to that believer when they are not living for God? And so sometimes there are some who at one time knew the Lord, and I certainly believe that they're not going to lose their salvation, but it seems as if they have no effect on the world because they've lost their savor. They no longer care for the things of God. We certainly know that there are some in the world who maybe don't know God, and the Bible talks about their foolish heart being darkened. And the Bible also talks about those that love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. You see, if the light of God's Word shines on them, it dispels the darkness. And some people are very uncomfortable from that, and they turn from it. But then there are others who will turn to it. And so the responsibility of the believer is that our light would shine. And how do we let our light shine unto the world? You know, oftentimes in the realm as a pastor and as those that are involved in the work of God, we are manipulated and we are taken advantage of by those who only come to us when they need some help. And they'll get what they want and then they'll go on their way. And of course, it's hard for us to judge, you know, what the exact situation is and if these people are genuine or not. So what are we to do in those situations? The Bible, I think, has one answer to that. It says, "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." And certainly, not only should we desire to do the right thing, and certainly we're seeking God's direction and guidance there. We need His wisdom. We need His discernment. But as we seek to do the right thing, we also need to ask God, would you allow that individual to be touched by that which we would do? Would you cause them to realize their need of you and maybe to turn back from the way that they've gone? You know, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, Peter asked that question at one time of the Lord, you know, how often should we forgive? Seven times? And, of course, the Lord's answer was 70 times seven. So 490 times. The idea is that God is willing to keep on forgiving if people are willing to come. And we need to have that attitude that we, as we would be a light to a dark world, we would shine out to those that don't know the Lord personally, and I believe we also shine out to those who maybe know the Lord and who've just drifted from them. Maybe they've had a power outage. Maybe they've lost contact. Maybe they've been unplugged. And so what needs to happen is they need to plug back into the power source. And they might need some instruction and some encouragement and some guidance. They might need, if you would, the repairman to come by and to give them a hand and to help them and to show them that God has not forgiven, or excuse me, has not forgotten them. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So what is our responsibility? How can we shine the light? First of all, we can shine the light to an unbelieving world by telling them of the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling them of a need of a Savior. Our Thanksgiving outreach is one way we hope to be able to do that, as we would try to meet a physical need by providing food and perhaps a food box for Thanksgiving. As we would do that, we would hope that that would cause people to realize the goodness of God and see His good works and glorify Him and desire to know Him personally. And then, of course, for that unsaved person who's maybe, for the saved individual who's gotten away from God, the thought is there to restore them, to bring them back, to give them a hand up instead of, kicking them or criticizing them while they're down. And so I wonder where you're at today. Are you in the place of one who would shine your light that the world might see it, or has your light been unplugged? Have you lost contact with the Savior? Would you be willing right now to confess your sins, to tell God you're sorry for that sin and you want to make things right? Or maybe you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. You could do that today. You could say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." You realize that Christ loved you. He died on the cross for you. If you'd be willing to ask Him to come into your life, He would certainly do that. Just by saying, "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you love me. I ask you to forgive me of my sin and come into my life and save me." God would do it. He'd give you home in heaven. I want to again tell you our services are on Sunday. Sunday school at 10, church at 11, food bank to follow. And that's 2937 Fillmore Street, 2937 Fillmore Street, East Denver Bible Baptist Church. If you'd like to reach me, you can call me at 303-421-9329.
KLDC, Denver.
Thank you for joining us today for Lead Me to the Rock with Pastor Lauren Richmond. If you're in need of a home church, why don't you visit East Denver Baptist Church at 2937 Fillmore Street in Denver. While you're there, tell Pastor Lauren Richmond you heard his program on AM 1220 KLDC.